Hello, radio listener, and welcome to the regular TRC update from the Resource Center in Chautauqua County. Today's program comes to you from the Michael J. Raymond Center, Jones and Gifford Avenue, Jamestown, up on the third floor, which is the home for the Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic. And joining me today for his second broadcast is Alex Crivochet, occupational therapist here. Alex, thanks for coming down and sitting with me once again.
Definitely. Thank you, Dennis.
We did a program not that long ago on the general aspects of occupational therapy and your work here and how it can help the general public and help the people with disabilities who are often found here at the Resource Center. You wanted to sit down and make some specific comments about another aspect of occupational therapy that maybe, even if we're familiar with OT, we had never considered before. What is that added layer?
That layer would be the mental health aspect of occupational therapy. A lot of OT's roots are in mental health.
Now, wait a minute. You taught us very skillfully in the first broadcast that we did that occupational therapy helps people with the activities of daily living, getting in and out of chairs, using a bathroom, navigating a kitchen, keeping themselves upright and not falling. First thought, it might seem a little difficult to connect this to some mental health issues.
Definitely. So once again, it's kind of a wide area, but a lot of times someone has an injury, whether it could be someone had their hip replaced or someone had a stroke. There's a lot of anxiety and stress and maybe even depression that kind of goes along with certain injuries. And our job as OTs is to not only promote the independence and get you back to doing the things you love, but also making sure, you know, we're covering that mental health aspect, because without that, it makes everything else, you know, a lot more difficult.
So have you seen in the time, the course of your practice here at the Resource Center, the real positive mental health aspects of occupational therapy?
Definitely. Our interactions with the people we support, we really want to focus on making sure everyone is in a good headspace before we even kind of get into any actual treatment. They go really well hand in hand together, and without one, it's kind of difficult to promote the independence and to fully participate during sessions.
Getting someone in a good headspace. I don't know if you could share some of how you do that over the radio here, maybe to help me and to help
sure.
All of us, anybody who might not be in a good headspace right
yeah.
now. Alex, what kinds of things, approach do you take to the activities of daily living that can help people get into a better mental health
sure.
focus?
With OT, when we work with our clients, especially, you know, during the initial evaluation, we really want to get to know you, what drives you, what you love to do. And there's different theories about it. There's this thing called activity theory where as you age, if you continue to do the things you love, you will be happier and healthier. And then there's the opposite, which is called disengagement theory, which is basically if you stop doing those things you love over time, you kind of become not as happy, not as healthy, maybe even depressed. So for us, it's really finding out what you love to do, what really drives you, and how we can make sure that you continue to do those things or maybe even something new, you know, independently and safely.
The image that came to mind as you were speaking is a little silly, but I'll just run it out for you anyway here. Most of us, when we get home from the grocery store, do not take great joy in putting our groceries away. We probably would not find that one of the most satisfying or one of the most successful of all of our tasks of the day until maybe for some reason we couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things. Until something happens to you and there's a barrier preventing you from doing what you love or even those things in your daily routine like getting out of bed or brushing your own teeth and feeding yourself, until something like that happens, you kind of don't realize, you know, sometimes I think we take things for granted, and I think it's very important to kind of be grateful and to really stay in the present, because I think even sometimes when that injury does happen, we want to get back to those things we love to do as soon as possible. And I think sometimes we get a little bit ahead of ourselves, which can lead to anxiety and stress and things like that.
Should people who maybe at this moment are facing that challenge in their lives by virtue of injury or aging or some other traumatic or unexpected event, should they be confident that if they come to see you, Alex Crivochet, that they can get some of those things back?
Oh, definitely. Not just myself, but all the members of our OT, PT, and speech team are phenomenal. Not only clinicians, but phenomenal people. And I think that's what really kind of sets us apart and drives us. you know, you could have the same diagnosis as somebody else, but we make sure that we get you back to doing what you love. Everything is very specific and client-centered to promote that health and that safety.
I really, and we have to wrap up here in a second or so, but I really appreciate what you said about not taking for granted the activities of daily living and the success we can have executing them for those of us who are not disabled at the moment. Because when you think about all that a regular functioning human body can do on a normal basis, including putting away the groceries and all those other things, pretty miraculous.
Yeah.
But because most of us can do it most of the time, at least to a certain degree of success, we have a tendency to just kind of, you know, shrug our shoulders and presume it's always going to be there. You have helped us refocus some here today, Alex. Who else helps you? You're not the only occupational therapist here?
No, there is Megan Chappell. She's the other occupational therapist here. Abby Courtney is a occupational therapy assistant. And in Dunkirk, we have a clinic in Dunkirk as well. Jillian Ryan is an occupational therapy assistant out there.
Alex Crivo-Shea, thank you for this fascinating over the last two broadcasts that we've done together. Thank you very much for the opportunity to get to know you and to get to know your work here as an occupational therapist. I'll give the phone number for the Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic at the Resource Center here at the Jones and Gifford Avenue location one more time, 661-1541, the Michael J. Raymond Center. And Alex, have a good day and take care.
You too, Dennis. Thank you so much.
Got to go home and put my groceries away now.